From food to fun and so much more, The Joan Hamburg Show, exclusively on 77 WABC.
You know, I find that during these crazy post-election days when we're all still reeling, whether it worked out or it didn't work out for your particular political views, it's been a very complicated time. And what does all this mean? It means that I feel good when I'm in my kitchen and when I'm making comfort foods. So I was really excited when I got a new book called A Meatloaf in Every Oven. And the book is co-authored by Frank Bruni, the famous New York Times op-ed writer. And you're probably thinking, but Frank does all this political stuff and all these sort of hot topics. What's he got to do with meatloaf? Well, he was the food editor of the New York Times, too. He was in Italy covering that country for the New York Times. And meatloaf is near and dear to his heart. And he wrote the book with another New York Times person called Jennifer Steinhauer. So what made you guys zero in on meatloaf of every kind?
Well, you know, we're both big meatloaf fans. I used to be a very timid cook, even though, you know, I spent years at the Times as restaurant critic and have always been a champion eater. I've often been pretty timid in the kitchen. And one of the things that I was not timid about making was meatloaf. And I think because it seems so approachable, you know, it's a humble food. And so I would cook a lot of meatloaf, and Jennifer, who's a very accomplished cook and did, she had a sort of running feature in on the Food 52 website for a long time. She also had her own trove of meatloaf recipes, and we realized we had never seen a good cookbook that just was a compendium of meatloaves humble and meatloaves fancy, and we thought that would be a really, really kind of terrific addition to people's kitchens. So over a couple of years, we traded meatloaf recipes, refined meatloaf recipes, developed meatloaf recipes, and also, I think you've seen the book, Joan, we have a bunch of contributions from actual well-known chefs. Mario Batali contributed his favorite meatloaf recipe. April Bloomfield of The Spotted Pig and the Breslin. Michael White of Marea. So we also have a lot of chef meatloaves in the book.
You have a lot of chef meatloaves, and I got a big kick out of Senator Chuck Schumer's meatloaf, which is his family recipe, because, wait, I grew up with that recipe. My mother always used Lipton onion soup mix in everything. And I'm telling you, my kids, like, roll their eyes in horror, but it is delicious. I use it in pot roast, too, with, you know, Italian tomatoes and Lipton onion soup.
Well, sure. There are a lot of tricks that people use in making their meatloaves that don't kind of pass muster if you're being a real foodie snob about
right,
things
and purist.
That are really delicious. And I'm just, you know, I think people will be I'm such a meatloaf fan and meatloaf evangelist. I hope people will pick up the book because I just think they'll be surprised at how many different kind of iterations of meatloaf you can do and at how incredibly delicious some of them are. There's one that I developed for the book that is an all-pork meatloaf that has diced chorizo and
mayonnaise. Yeah, I saw that. Look yummy.
It is. I'm telling you, I serve this for dinner parties, and people's first reaction when I come out of the kitchen with a meatloaf is like, what, Frank is serving me meatloaf? And then they eat this meatloaf.
I'm on the B-list.
It's just incredible, but it's just such a flexible dish. And you mentioned Chuck Schumer. We along the way thought that in an effort to push back at the partisanship of Washington, we would solicit a meatloaf recipe apiece from a Democrat and a Republican in the House and in the Senate. So in the book, there's a meatloaf recipe from Paul Ryan.
He uses venison.
Nancy Pelosi. There's one from Chuck Schumer, and then there's one from Susan Collins, the Republican senator from Maine. I have to say Susan Collins is my favorite of those four. Paul Ryan's is a venison meatloaf, so I don't know how many people will make it, but there are 47 other meatloaves in the book, so they'll find something with the meat that they do have on hand.
Well, what they have in common, Paul Ryan also uses Lipton onion soup, which I said, well, finally, a commonality.
Yeah, we, Jennifer and I are actually partial. It's funny, she and I, when we were looking over the recipes at the end, we were trying to figure out what were our own tendencies and tics, you know. And we're big fans of smoked paprika and of cumin. So you'll find
I noticed a small number
of meatloaves in the book that have those spices. Lipton's onion soup mix is probably only in maybe two or three of these meatloaves across the board.
Right, and you have unusual. Frank Bruni has unusual recipes, ricotta meatloaf, a mashed potato meatloaf, a shrimp and crab loaf that you made like muffins. That really sounded good. And a who's on duck loaf. What was the, where'd that come from?
We have, well, you know, one of the things we realized, and this was, I think, the most fun, and I think for the home cook is the most fun. One of the things we realized is you can basically take the flavor profile of almost any dish you love and reinterpret that as a meatloaf. So we have a taco meatloaf in the book that uses crushed tortilla chips instead of breadcrumbs. And when you're eating it, you really could close your eyes and believe you're eating a hard shell beef taco. I developed a buffalo chicken meatloaf for the book that has blue cheese in it and tastes exactly like a buffalo chicken wing that's dredged through the classic blue cheese dip. You mentioned the duck loaf. That's basically a sort of Peking duck flavor profile.
I like
translated
that.
Into a meatloaf.
I like that. Did you ever get sick of meatloaf?
I didn't. I have to say I didn't, because I think, for me at least, again, I'm not a super fancy cook. You know, I can hold my own in the kitchen, but I don't tend to attempt, you know, extremely, extremely laborious, long-winded dishes. I have fun with meatloaf. I like the mixing of it. I mean, as we say in the book, you know, wash your hands thoroughly, because the best way to mix almost any meatloaf is with your fingers. Mm-hmm. I find meatloaf is like the child's play of adult cooking. You know, it reminds me of being with Play-Doh. I feel secure doing it. And again, I never got bored, because you can do so many different things flavor-wise with meatloaves. You can use so many different proteins. We have different kinds of tuna in some of these loaves. We have, you know, as you said, duck. We have several turkey loaves. Nancy Pelosi's loaf is a bison loaf.
So of course, really, we would expect nothing less.
Well, it's funny. You can kind of see with each of the politicians that they were trying to transmit a little bit of their brand or political identity. So Paul Ryan's a hunter. He gives us a venison loaf. Nancy Pelosi represents the Bay Area of San Francisco. She gives us a Western beast that's low in fat. You know, I mean, you can definitely see some political calculation behind the loaves.
Without question. But what a pleasure to write about meatloaf instead of Jared Kushner.
And I think one of the things that was fun about the book, and that I think will be fun for people, is there is a lot of writing. It. I mean, Jennifer and I are writers first and foremost, cook second, and so we really tried to make the book a fun read as well. There's a long introduction that gives you the history of meatloaf and all that, but we begin every chapter with a dialogue between the two of us of the kind that we might well have over GChat or over text.
Right.
And so we kind of, we want it to feel like we've invited you into the kitchen for a conversation with two people who are, as you can tell already from my interview with you here, very loquacious.
Exactly. I'm talking to Frank Bruni, who has already written three best-selling books, including his own story, what it was like to grow up very chubby and deal with that, his life. An op-ed columnist for the New York Times. He was the paper's restaurant critic, their Rome bureau chief, and a White House correspondent. So a true Renaissance man. Now, during these very complicated political times, and you write a column, I think I recall, twice a week, right?
Yes, Wednesdays and Sundays.
Right. So is it a really good escape for you, or are you so caught up like all the rest of us, you know, whether you're pro or con, in what's going on?
You know, it is an escape, and I am caught up like the rest of you, maybe even more so, because, you know, I have to
cover
read the news extra carefully to figure out what I'm going to write about twice a week. And these days, I think those of us who write columns that, you know, toggle between pop culture, social issues, et cetera, we're spending a lot more time writing about politics, which I think we would in any situation, because we've got a brand new presidential administration, but obviously this presidential administration is, by its own design, different from its predecessors and newsworthy in a whole new way. So it is nice to be able to get on the phone with you now and talk about something delicious and not controversial.
Delicious.
It's nice to get into the kitchen and turn on some music and pour myself a glass of wine
right.
and my fingers in some ground meat of some kind.
Oh, nothing sounds better. And, of course, the next day, a meatloaf sandwich, what's more delicious?
Yeah, and I can tell you've looked carefully at the book. We stipple the book. Throughout the book,
we
have meatloaf sandwich recipes. We recommend ways to use the meatloaves in the book, like what kind of bread to use, what kind of condiments, because I do think part of the great meatloaf tradition is using the leftover meatloaf for a sandwich, and that's terrific. Yeah.
Although so many yummy recipes, who knows if there will be leftover a meatloaf in every oven. Two chatty cooks, one iconic dish, and dozens of recipes from Moms to Mario Batali's. Frank Bruni and Jennifer Steinhauer, congratulations, Frank.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me talk on and on about it, Joan.
Anytime. We'll talk soon. I'm Joan Hamburg for WABC.